Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life. To put you on the road to heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God. We're here on radio to preach the gospel like we always do. Praise God. We're going to continue the message today talking about the names of God. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those who are incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation. After close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we talked about Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is our shepherd. We talked about Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that will provide. He will provide for you. He's a God of miracles. Yes, sir. Now we're going to move on to Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Rapha, all of these are Hebrew names. Yes, Jehovah Rohi is Hebrew. Jehovah Jireh is Hebrew. And Jehovah Rapha is Hebrew, which means the Lord who heals. He's a God that heals. Praise God. I'm telling you, the Lord is your doctor. Like I said in an earlier broadcast, he's a doctor in the sick room. Yes, sir. And don't you know the Lord is the best doctor you can find? Jesus is the best physician there is. Praise God. I'm telling you. The Lord can operate. Don't have to break the skin. The Lord can operate. Don't you know the Lord been in laser surgery long time before man thought about it, was able to do it. God already been in laser surgery. Amen. In the book of Acts, when the Holy Ghost came, failed. And Peter and John was enjoying the Spirit of God. Amen. And that man that was there by the gate, a beautiful, saying alms for the cripple, alms for the poor. Amen. And I'm telling you, John told Peter, said, amen. And that's what we got was the Holy Ghost power. Amen. Yeah, we got Holy Ghost power. Then Jesus said, the same works that he did, we shall do also. Yeah. So he went back to that man. That man thought, amen, he was going to give him a piece of money. Amen. He put his cup up. Amen. But Peter told that man, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus. That's why I love to pray that. Pray in the name of above every name. The name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. Glory to God. Amen. That man, praise our God. Amen. And put it in my words. That man, I ain't never walked since I've been born. Amen. I've been like this all my days. But amen. But Peter said, I ain't had time to argue with him. Amen. Argue with you. He grabbed the man. When he grabbed the man, I'm telling you, that was laser surgery. You heard me? The power of God with it. The Bible said, immediately his ankle bones received strength. And he immediately stood. That's laser surgery. You heard me? Praise our God. That man got strength in his ankle. He began to stand up. He began to leap and jump and began to praise the Lord. Praise God. Because the Lord is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that will provide. Don't you know the power of God just the same today in 2024 like we read about in the book of Acts? The Lord can still heal and work miracles today? Yes, he can. And I'm putting it on radio. Let you know the Lord don't change. Amen. People of faith done got weak in some churches. The preachers done got faith done got weak. But I want to let you know it's time to start believing God. It's time to put the faith in this word of God. Let you know the power of God is just the same today as we read about in the word of God. Amen. The Lord can still heal. The Lord can still work miracles. Praise God. Because he's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that will heal. Praise God. I'm telling you, let's go to Isaiah 52, Missionary Velvet. 53.
Who have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we should see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him.
Amen. Now listen, Isaiah 53, where it says, who has believed our report? It's time to believe what this Bible said, people, and stop believing what some theologians say. Stop believing what these educated people say, amen, trying to stir people away from the faith of God. Cause people to believe these facts, these are sayings of man. Praise God. The Bible said, let every man, every devil be a liar. Because those so-called facts of man, they ain't nothing but lies compared to the word of God. Because God's word is true. You hear me? Who had believed our report? Who has the arm of the Lord been revealed? And believe to those that believe the report. It's time to start having faith. Amen. Faith is a grain of mustard seed. Amen. You can speak to the yonder mountain. Be thou removed and cast into the sea. And don't doubt in your heart that mountain got to obey your word. It's time to have faith. You heard me? Have that faith to believe God. Who has believed our report? Who has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Been revealed to those that believe the report. What did the Bible say?
He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, and acquainted with grief.
Now, Jesus was despised and rejected of men. Amen. Now, holiness is not popular among the people. Wait a minute. I'm telling you, God's preacher is not popular among the people. Because they're going to tell you the truth. I'm telling you, and Jesus, amen, he was a person that no beauty was desired of him. He was abused and rejected.
And we hear and we're our faces from him.
Amen.
He was despised and we esteem him not.
Amen. Despised and he esteemed him not.
Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted.
Jesus suffered so that we can be free. You heard me? Jesus suffered so that we can be free.
But he was wounded for our transgression.
He was wounded for our transgression.
He was bruised for our iniquity.
He was bruised for our iniquity.
The chastisement of our people upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Jesus suffered so that you don't have to suffer. Amen. You don't have to be sick. Got pains in your body. Amen. You believe God, the Lord will work a miracle and get you out of that sick hospital. Get you out of that sick bed. Amen. The Lord will deliver you and set you free. You heard me? It's time to have faith in God. Stop putting your faith in man and start believing what this Bible said. Start believing what this word of God said. I'm telling you, the Lord will heal your body and keep you out the doctor's offices. Keep you out those, amen, hospital rooms. I'm telling you what the Lord can do. He'll make your body well. You hear me? I'm talking with the power of God. Because he's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Rapha. The Lord that will provide. Amen. The Lord that will heal your body. He's Jehovah Rapha. The Lord that will heal your body. He's Jehovah Jireh. The Lord that will provide. Yes, he will. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you. What it says, Missionary Velvet?
In all her life she have gone astray. We have turned every one of his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Laid on him the iniquity of us all.
He was oppressed and he was afflicted.
He was oppressed and he was afflicted.
He opened not his mouth.
Amen.
He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearer is dumb. So he opened not his mouth.
Now, Jesus suffered so that we could come out of sin. He suffered so that our bodies can be healed. Yes, he did.
He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generations? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken.
Amen. Jesus gave his life so that we can be free. Yes, he did. He was whipped so our bodies can be healed. Yes, sir. And people need to understand, know that by his stripes, we are healed. And people need to understand that Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Praise Amen. God. After this, hearing this powerful message, someone ought to believe God that God will heal your body. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you because you are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. Lord, look on the people that are sick in their bodies. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Let them know the Holy Ghost can go down in there and touch their bodies. Through that nail-scarred hand of Jesus, drive out that sickness. Drive out that illness. Lord, I speak health and cure in Jesus' name. Lord, I come against, amen, tuberculosis. I come against the common cold. Lord, I come against, amen, the flu bug, the coronavirus, cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, amen. Those that in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, if you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Forgive them of their sin. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, Lord Jesus. Lord, touch the people in the jails and prisons. Lord, touch their lives. Lord, those in the free world, touch them through this radio broadcast. Let faith come alive that they start believing God. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise the Lord. My soul say yes to the Lord. And the song said, come by here, Lord. Come by here. Somebody needs you. Somebody crying. Somebody's hurting. Somebody needs to be delivered. Come by here. If you believe that prayer of the Ella Holmes that's praying that powerful message, the Lord has heard your cry. And the Lord has set you free. You keep on believing that and keep on saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the more you praise him, the better you will feel. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, I love you, but Jesus loves you even more. The Lord loves you with the everlasting love. He has a plan for you, and you have not been forgotten. You just believe that and give your heart and your mind and soul fully to him, and he will make you who you need to be. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer support of our ministry. God has a plan for you too. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. But remember that God loves the everlasting love. But the most of all, for everybody, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. You believe that, and you will have your miracle. May God bless you.
Praise God and pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. If we go into the jails and prisons, those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed. Many activities on our website, Heaven Bound Train website. Those of you that's incarcerated, write our ministry for Bibles, other life changing materials, Spanish speaking inmates, write for Spanish material. Jorge Zeus love the Spanish speaking people. Terrence broadcast the Chaplain William Holmes, Lama Wanga Pam, Missionary Velvet saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.